17 days, 8 hours, and 53 minutes until Election Day. We're in it. We are in it. On this Friday, InfoWars War Room transmission, your election headquarters with big election news for you today. Now, some of this news is important, and yet I don't think it will change the outcome of the election. And yet it's important because we should be looking at this stuff and saying there's something wrong here. And really, mail-in voting shouldn't even be allowed, shouldn't even be legal. You can have absentee voting and some other situations where you can't get to the polls or what have you, but mail-in voting, mass mail-in voting has to stop. Just mass sending out ballots has to stop. Just wide open for corruption, wide open for fraud. It's ludicrous. And yet here we are. Sierra Madre man in California finds stack of mail-in ballots in storm drain weeks ahead of election. The man says he found a stack of election ballots stuffed inside a storm drain, and now he's speaking out about the discovery. Jay Sinise was doing some landscape work at his home when he saw something strange in the storm drain next to his house, nearly a dozen mail-in ballots. When he got on his hands and knees and started scooping them out, he noticed the ads were from his neighbors a block away. Quote, we're trained here to keep stuff out of the storm drain. I pull a bunch of junk mail and Ralph's ads, and these ballots were mixed in with the junk mail. Of course, they catch my attention because we're seeing on TV about all of the care being taken to prevent fraud and misuse of ballots. It seemed like a strange place for ballots to be. Tried to return them to the post office, but it was already closed. And it looks like we got a news report up on this, guys. I don't know if we can get this audio, and we'll hear directly from the guy. So, a dozen mail-in ballots sent to a single address, and then they just discard them? And you're not supposed to be concerned about the mail-in ballot situation, even though in 2020, after investigations were done, they found out mail-in ballots were shipped to gas stations, casinos, empty parking lots. No, this mail-in ballot situation is just ripe for fraud. And so here's the man who discovered them talking to the local media.
Find in Sierra Madre just weeks before the November 5th election, a stack of ballots in a storm drain.
As Eyewitness News reporter Sid Garcia tells us, it's a reminder to contact your registrar of voters if your ballot doesn't show up in the mail.
Jason Ace was doing some landscape work at his Sierra Madre home Saturday when he saw something strange in the storm drain next to his house. Nearly a dozen mail-in ballots, he says he got on his hands and knees and started scooping them out and noticed the addresses were from his Arcadia neighbors a block away.
And of course, we're trained here to keep stuff out of the storm drain, so I got down on my hands and knees and dug around a little bit and started pulling it out. And I pull out a bunch of junk mail and Ralph's ads and Aldi, and these ballots were mixed in with the junk mail. And of course, they catch my attention because we're seeing on TV about all of the care being taken to prevent fraud and misuse of ballots. It seemed a strange place for ballots to be.
He says he tried to return them to the nearby post office, but they were already closed. Yesterday being a holiday, he wasn't able to return them either. His guess is someone went around the neighborhood opening up the mailboxes and emptying them. What the thieves didn't want, they dumped in the storm drain. He shared with us that he doesn't receive a lot of mail. He explains for him, it's safer.
I'm one of these people who's gotten almost everything now coming in paperless. I don't get a lot of personal mail. The only thing I get these days that might be like...
So the whole thing is a mystery. Oh, we don't know where the ballots came from, how they got there. Somebody was stealing mail and dumped them in a storm drain. Okay.
I don't really buy that. That doesn't make sense to me, but whatever. That's the best logical conclusion they can reach, I suppose. No, my guess is they sent out a bunch of ballots to what they believed was a Democrat House and hoped they'd send them all back for Democrat votes. And the House said, what are these? We don't want these, and just trashed them. But who knows? Point is, this mail-in ballot situation is a disaster, is voter fraud waiting to happen. It was part of the big steal of 2020. They'll do it again in 2024. And it's not just California where this is going on. And you've had all kinds of similar stories where people getting mail-in ballots for people that don't even live at the residence anymore. You've had UPS, you've had United States Postal Service workers blowing the whistle, saying, yeah, we get all these mail-in ballots. I'm told to take them across state lines. I don't know what's going on. And it's just so frustrating. You can't even have an honest conversation about the party protecting democracy, or you can't have an honest conversation with the party protecting democracy. There is no voter fraud. No election has any voter fraud, unless, of course, Trump wins, and then it was stolen by the Russians, or it was foreign interference or some other thing. Or if George Bush wins, then it was hanging chads or people in Florida not able to figure out how to vote. You know, when the Democrats lose, it's never legitimate. But when you sit here and bring up real issues like mail-in ballot fraud, oh, no. Oh, no. Here's another one. This just broke this morning. Vanderbilt election officials unsure why 300 absentee ballots were marooned in Louisville. They're just gone. Mail-in ballot fraud. The mail-in ballot situation is a disaster, ripe for fraud, and that's why the Democrats love it so much. Now, is it going to change the results in Kentucky? Probably not. Is it going to change the results in California? Probably not. But it doesn't change the reality of the situation. We have to stop this. Mail-in ballots should never be counted. We shouldn't even do it. We shouldn't send them out. No. And so a lot of people realize this, that it's ripe for corruption. They don't want it happening in their states. They don't want it happening in their local elections. Like the mayor of in Wausau, Wisconsin, who's now been raided. Wisconsin's leftist attorney general orders raid on Wausau mayor's home, sees his wife's cell phone after mayor removes ballot drop box. Those Democrats need their mail-in ballots, don't they? Wisconsin's Democrat Attorney General Josh Call and his Department of Justice have taken aggressive action against Wausau Mayor Doug Denny. The DOJ raided the conservative mayor's home and office on Wednesday, reportedly in connection to his controversial removal of an unsecured absentee ballot drop box outside City Hall. The Democrats love their drop boxes. Sources close to the investigation have told the Federalist that law enforcement seized multiple electronic devices, including the cell phone of Denny's wife. Denny made headlines when he personally removed the drop box himself. There it is on the screen. He did it himself with a dolly. Good for him. Sounds like the people of Wausau have a good mayor. And so leave it to the leftist attorney general to stop him from protecting his residents. So he personally removed the drop box outside City Hall, arguing that the city council should decide whether it was needed rather than simply adhering to a state mandate championed by liberal strongholds. So he's saying, hey, this is a local issue. We don't want it here. You just placed it here because the Democrats at the state level told you to. He gets rid of it. And then they raid his house, his offices, and take electronic devices. That's what they did. Don't get in the way of a Democrat election fraud. And don't speak out about it either, or they send you to prison. So you try to stop mail-in ballot Dropbox fraud. They send the DOJ after you. They take your electronic devices. They raid your home and office. You call out election theft, and then they send you to prison. But hey, that's the party of democracy. They have nothing to hide. Don't you know? Nothing to hide. So the Democrats, they're going to take Wisconsin, folks. I'm sorry to tell you. Yeah, Trump would win if it was a fair election. Trump would win if it was a legal election. It won't be. Can't you see? The Democrats at the Supreme Court in Wisconsin made sure they can steal it, made sure they had the voter mail-in ballots, made sure they didn't have voter signature verification. And to the local mayors that are trying to do something about it, they go raid their homes and shut them down. You can't remove that mail-in drop box. The Democrats need that to win. So they come after you. They're stealing Wisconsin. Now I'm concerned